We all know Saturday's game time can get a little messy. Your crew just came over to watch. Snacks on the table, drinks in hand, and somebody's celebrating like they just won the whole season and beyond. And when that energy gets going, your walls can end up taking the hit. Whether it's a big spill or a noticeable scuff, that's where Behr Ultra Interior Paint comes in. It adds an extra durable, stain-blocking finish that helps your walls hold up for the whole season. It also delivers outstanding coverage and hide in fewer coats with easy application and a smooth, even finish that goes on clean from the first pass. Plus, that easy, clean finish helps walls stay looking new longer. So before the next kickoff, give your space game-ready defense and coverage that goes the distance. Behr Ultra, only at the Home Depot. It's Saturday. The tailgate crew is on the way. You've got the cooler iced, comfortable seating, and oof. Where's the charcoal for the grill? No worries. That's when express delivery from the Home Depot can help. Order in the app or online, get what you need delivered fast, and track it along the way so you can get set up in time for kickoff. Get what you need in 2 hours or less with express delivery from the Home Depot. Subject to availability, order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. Restrictions and fees apply.
Weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Don't blink. If you're a blinker, cut your eyelids off.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
We do not care.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, NBC Sports NFL analyst Mike Tomlin, host of Pablo Torre Finds Out. Pablo Torre. Coming up, Giants running back Cam Scataboo. Actor Mark Wahlberg. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Of the Rich Eisen Show, of a Thursday program that we are fired up for to bring to you. What a first hour we just had talking about everything going down with the Los Angeles Clippers here in the City of Angels. We just got off a Zoom with Pablo Torre, who found out a bunch of things that the Clippers deny and are intending to fight. And just to sum up what Pablo told us, because at the top of the first hour, we were talking about how Kawhi got off easy, scot-free. What gives? Why would the NBA do that? And just to, it's so dense. So if you don't mind, I'll just do my best to sum it up here. It appears that Kawhi and the association, they had a negotiation and a settlement themselves that had to happen because arbitration was involved in their collective bargaining agreement as a possibility for everybody to enter. Everybody has to agree to enter, I guess, in that respect. Again, the way he described it, Kawhi, in settling with the association, cut off an avenue, a preferred avenue, from what it sounds like, of Steve Ballmer's to fight it. And Kawhi's settlement cut that avenue off for Ballmer, leaving him in worse position. And the analogy that Pablo used was Bane in, Batman, which one was it?
Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah. Bane basically said, there can only be one of us in the wreckage, brother. And the one in the wreckage is Ballmer in the organization, which makes Kawhi's tenure with the Clippers the worst acquisition in the history of acquisitions. Wow. Anywhere, in any sport. Unbelievable. That was hour one, along with Mike Tomlin joined us as well. Did you hear he said, because I asked him about it, you look happy and, you know, is this a long-term thing or a sabbatical? He didn't want to talk about the long-term thing. He did mention leaving opportunity of certain doors ajar. Mm. You heard that, right? Mm. I did too.
Yeah,
Cam Scataboo is going to join us.
A hot dog you might not like.
In hour number three of the show, we've got Mark Wahlberg.
Hey,
in studio, everybody.
How about that?
844-204 Rich is the number to dial. We'll take a phone call in a moment. But my final four downs. This is it. We're going for it. We're not punting.
Can't believe it's over.
It's over.
What a run!
This is a 30-second four down segment. This is the way that I have been previewing each team in the National Football League one by one by one by one, all the way to this point, finally reaching your defending Super Bowl champion, Seattle Seahawks. Hit it.
Four downs with Rich.
Here we go. Why did you stop?
All right, my four downs segment previewing the 2026 outlook and questions surrounding the outlooks of the defending Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks. Here we go. First down, please.
First down.
Clint Kubiak was the offensive coordinator. This is what happens when you're in Super Bowls. Your coaching staff gets poached and your roster gets poached. And it seems like that's a theme here with my four downs. And the easy way to start with it, with Clint Kubiak being the new head coach in Las Vegas, first down is, who is Brian Flory? Who is he? I'll tell you, in terms of just his resume, he is the new offensive coordinator of the Seattle Seahawks. He was the 49ers run game coordinator and a tight ends coach.
Okay.
So he comes from the 49ers. Hey, as if they didn't take enough from San Francisco, right? They're one seed, and then they took their stadium over and left, if you will, the stench of a Seattle Seahawk Lombardi Trophy celebration in that stadium behind. And then they took their run game coordinator and their tight ends coach, and they gave him a very important job. And what they did also give him was mostly the same offensive roster intact. Here you go. What are you going to do with it? Saw what Clint Kubiak did with it. How are you going to wrinkle it? How are you going to change it? How are you going to move it forward? Big questions. Second down. With the roster, as I mentioned, mostly intact, the, one would say, most glaring offensive piece that's not there anymore is now in Kansas City. Hopefully for you Chiefs fans, Kenneth Walker III will be the first 1,000-yard rusher for Patrick Mahomes since Kareem Hunt's rookie season a long time ago. But this isn't a Chiefs four-down segment. It is a Seattle Seahawks four-down segment. And second down, this one's for you, TJ. Okay. Will their price be right?
Oh, look at you.
Come on down, Jadarian.
Look at you.
32nd overall selection out of Notre Dame. We talked about it with Marcus Freeman. Hey, everyone's looking at Jeremiah Love. Look at that shiny object in your division. Not one, but two. I said two.
Two.
First round Notre Dame running backs were drafted in the National Football Conference Western Division.
I said two.
All right, kid. Certainly with Zach Charbonnet coming back from a knee injury, guy with 12 touchdowns last year. It's his turn. It's his time, and we're going to see it next Wednesday night.
Yep.
I'm assuming he's starting, and he's going to be departing that line of scrimmage. And the word is, putting one and two together, Brian Flory, the offensive coordinator, and Jadarian Price, their new lead back, they're going to use him out of the backfield a lot in the pass game. Just a little breadcrumb. We'll see how it works out. Third down.
Third down.
Okay, and in terms of others that are not there on the defensive side of the ball, Boye Mafe's gone. Defensive backs, Reek Woolen and Kobe Bryant left in free agency. So third down is, who else is one of the best GMs in NFL history found? And, hey, listen, John Schneider is that. John Schneider is that. There's only one GM in the history of the NFL who's won multiple Super Bowls with different coach, quarterback, and entirely different roster. And it's the guy on the screen smiling with the trophy and all that. Look at all that Seahawk-colored confetti that landed on the turf of the home of the San Francisco 49ers. Who else have you found, John Schneider? Could it be Julian Neal, who you drafted? They got Dante Fowler for the defense. Who else is there? There's always some draft choice that on draft night you're like, okay, sounds like a Seahawk. We'll see what happens. Fourth down.
Fourth down.
Just how good is Mike McDonald? We're sensing it. You're seeing it. From year one to year two, obviously big leap, right? You're also seeing it in Hard Knocks. You're seeing who he is. You're seeing he's smart. You're seeing he's calm. You're seeing that he's also someone not to be trifled with. I can't wait to see what year three looks like. A title defense. How's he going to keep it going? He seems to be coming out of his shell personally a little bit. But that's what happens when cameras follow you around.
Yeah.
He's going to have to dial up something new. Because Seattle's coming to town, and they got the target. They got the target. That's what happens when you're defending Super Bowl champ. But, I mean, defensively, he is one of the best play callers in the business. And John Schneider paid Witherspoon. He paid Leonard Williams. Ernest Jones is back. DeMarcus Lawrence is back. Eamon Worry coming off of ankle surgery. He's another one of those guys that John Schneider finds. Who else is it going to be this year? And those are my four downs on your defending Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks. I wasn't going to put in like a JSN follow it up. I think he's arrived. I don't even question that. I know you. Man, you just shrugged your shoulders. Let's see it.
I think it's worth asking.
Okay.
Maybe Sam Darnold too.
Okay. Sure. Sure. I think Sam's done it now 2 years in a row. Two different teams. Now he gets to be the man in the place. He does have a new OC. That's a big question.
Yeah.
I that's the question, really. It's not, I don't think Sam, but all of a sudden he's going to start seeing ghosts again.
Well, good regular season in Minnesota, flamed out the playoff game. And
we'll then see.
Carried it all the way, obviously, for Seattle.
Those are my four downs with Seattle.
Seeing ghosts.
Yeah, that's gone, pal.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phone lines here. This gent, and I say that because of where he's calling in from, interests Steve, and let me make sure I get this right. Hertfordshire, England. Did I get that right, Steve?
Yeah, it's Hertfordshire, England.
Hertfordshire.
Rich.
Okay, Hertfordshire. You don't say, are you an expat over there?
I am. My dad was American. My mother was Scottish, and we moved back and forth between here and Tampa. So, yeah.
Ah, so you're a Buccaneers fan, are you?
I am indeed a Buccaneers fan. I have been since 1977 when we moved from Scotland to Tampa, and it was dreadful in the first couple of years, I have to say.
Wow. You come to America, you find Leroy Selman and very little else, is basically what you're saying.
That's pretty much it. And then, of course, we left, and it all went well for a bit. And then I had no way of finding out how the Bucks were doing apart from dialing into the Armed Forces radio in my bedroom at night and hearing nothing but the Chicago Bears and the New York Giants and the Steelers and the Cowboys and not really hearing anything about the Bucks. Not really much to say at that time.
Look at this having an international field. All right, Steve. Do you want to play the win-loss game for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Is that why you're calling?
I'll give it a go.
All right. A trunk call from England. Did I use that one right, too?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Very good. Thank you for that. All right, Steve, in Hertfordshire, England, calling in to play the win-loss game for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's quite the football mad lib right there. First up, Bucks at Bengals. What happens?
Well, the Bengals have been slow starters the last few years, and the Bucks have been fast starters the last few years. So if it was later in the year, I'd say different. But this one, I'm going to say that's a win.
Very good. Browns at Bucks.
Well, we know this is Baker's big revenge game, and it's only about winning. That's what he says, but then he gives you a jibe at the end yesterday. I know this about, well, jibe the Browns. That's going to be a win.
All right. I appreciate the fandom and the following here. Vikings now visit week three.
Well, this is where you got to remember that actually we've got the heat on our side in September, and you know teams like the Eagles come in and they falter and they wilt in the heat. So I'm giving this again to the Bucs.
A 3-0 start with the Packers coming in.
This is difficult. My dad was from Milwaukee. He lived in Wisconsin for 35 years. Every time he went to the States and came back to Scotland, he'd bring me Packers things, and I'd tell him I support the Buccaneers. And then when my daughters were born, he'd bring back Green Bay Packers pajamas and make them wear them. So, difficult. And in memory of my dad, Buccaneers win! Dad, come on!
Well done. The old Battle of the Bays, as it used to be called, right? 4-0 now. Bucks visit Dallas to kick off Week 5 on Amazon Prime.
Well, we always go into our mid-season slump, and we didn't do so well against the Cowboys a couple years ago over there in Dallas. And TJ will be very pleased to hear me say that's a loss.
Steelers visit 4-1. What do you got?
Well, sorry, Mike Tomlin. I'm going to have to say I think we'll bounce back on this one. That's a Bucs win.
5-1 visiting Carolina. Big one. What do you got?
Well, there's many Baker revenge games. This is one of multiple ones, and we're going to go there, and I think we're going to split it this time, and the Panthers will win this one.
All right, 4-5-2 now with the Falcons paying a visit.
Yep, another one, Stefanski, another revenge game, but this time Baker will do it, so that's a Bucks win.
6-2 visiting Chicago.
Yeah, well, you can't deal with Ben Johnson going shirtless all the time. There's not a chance we're going to win on that one, so that's a Bears win.
All right. Lose. Now off the bye, 6-3 at Detroit.
That's a difficult one. I would have said after the bye that could be in our favor, but I just got a weird feeling about that. That's going to be tough. I think that's a Bucks loss.
6-4 Monday night against Carolina.
This is the split where we win, so that's a Bucks win.
7-4 Chargers visit.
Everybody forgets that 2 years ago we absolutely thrashed the Chargers in SoFi Stadium, and we're going to win again. That's a Bucks win.
8-4 at Baltimore.
Now, Baltimore are very good at doing hip drop tackles on people like Chris Godwin, and they're very scary outfits, so that's a loss for the Bucks.
Mm-hmm. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 5 home for the Saints.
Well, we hate the Saints, and that's probably a Baker revenge game for some reason or other. So we'll go Bucks win on that one.
9-5, they're all revenge games. He's now got at Stefanski, 9-5.
Yeah, no, I don't think the Falcons are going to be that great this year, so I think we will win that one away as well.
10-5, welcome in the Rams.
Not a chance. We have not got a chance. We had no chance last year. We have no chance this year. That's a Bucks loss.
10-6 at the Saints.
Well, no Mike Evans going for 1,000 yards this time, but it's still a Bucks win.
11-6, okay. Steve, in Hertfordshire, England.
Nice.
What a pleasure to meet, sir. Call back. Let's be friends.
Yeah, will do. Thanks, Rich.
Cheers.
Bye.
There he goes.
Cheers. Awesome.
By the way, that was the first Bucks win-loss game. Really? I don't have anything else, unless you've written down, son. That's the first one I've got. 11-6 would be a pretty darn good season for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I would say he's got them 5-1 in division. That wins the division,
no doubt.
11-6, 5-1. Bucks are hosting a playoff game. Okay, that was fun with Baker. Did he take a shot at me yesterday? Was that the Oklahoma Michigan thing? Is that what he's referring to?
Was it a different shot?
I'd imagine.
Well, he took a shot at the $10 million quarterback.
Ah.
Okay. Saying Oklahoma doesn't have one of those.
They can't afford quarterback that you have.
LeJometeer is back.
Listen, man. You know? There's many Ellisons around that are in the news. Go find yourself one.
The only shot he was really taking is if you don't order tots.
Yeah.
At Sonic.
I'm not familiar with the with said tots at Sonic, but I'm a tots guy.
Who isn't?
Fries over tots,
you know.
What you like? You're a fry guy.
Over.
All right.
Over tots?
This is it. This is the most important question I'm going to ask today before we take a break.
Okay.
Rich Eisen here for Gusto. On my shows, we talk a lot about what happens in the spotlight, the games, the highlights, and the moments that get replayed and debated. But in any successful operation, what happens behind the scenes matters just as much. Small businesses are no different. Payroll, hiring, onboarding, benefits, and all the details that keep things moving may not be the most visible part of the job, but they still have to be handled right. That's where Gusto comes in. Gusto is online payroll and benefits software built for small businesses. It's all-in-one, remote-friendly, and incredibly easy to use, so you can pay, hire, onboard, and support your team from anywhere. Automatic payroll tax filing, simple direct deposits, health benefits, commuter benefits, workers' comp, 401k, you name it. Gusto makes it simple and has options for nearly every budget. And it's all built to save you time with built-in automated tools for offer letters, onboarding docs, direct deposit, and more. Plus, you get unlimited payroll runs for one monthly price. No hidden fees, no surprises. Try Gusto today at gusto.com/rich and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/rich. One more time, gusto.com/rich. Rich Eisen here. We talk a lot about battles in sports. Teams battling through adversity, athletes fighting for every yard. The toughest warriors I've ever seen, though, aren't on the field. They're kids fighting cancer, their families standing beside them, doctors, nurses, caregivers. That's why I'm proud to support Hyundai Hope on Wheels. For over 28 years, they've helped fund pediatric cancer research, raising more than $303 million and supporting over 40,000 children. Learn more and donate at HyundaiUSA.com/Hope on Wheels. Rich Eisen here with some advice. If high interest credit card debt is grinding you down, it might be time to call an audible with a SoFi personal loan. It consolidates your debt into one low monthly payment with no fees required. And with as soon as the same day funding, you can make the right play fast. Call an audible on your debt today at SoFi.com/debt play. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. Fast funds terms apply at SoFi.com/debt play. Waffle fries?
Yeah.
Steak fries? String fries?
Curly?
Regular fries, curly, or tots?
Oh.
You can only have one.
Well.
It depends where you're going.
Yeah, it depends where I'm getting them at.
I mean, it is true.
I think the correct answer is just yes.
I mean, don't be such a connoisseur. You can only get one style, and it's going to be done fine to your liking.
I'm going to do the regular,
okay? The steak,
style.
The regular,
skinny,
the shoestring, the curly, the tots, the waffle.
I think I'm going waffle.
I'm going to go the regular, not shoestring, but the regular, like McDonald's size, those type fries.
Just regular old
regular
fries.
Regular
old steak fries.
Well done. Got to demand it. Yeah. Well done, right? I mean, crispy, right?
You do a lot
crispy.
Of delis. They yeah. got some good steak.
I mean, otherwise, it's like you're biting into a baked potato.
right.
Like an improperly done steak fry, you might as well just have a baked potato. Open right. it up and put, you know, chives in there.
You forgot one. Crinkle cut.
Oh.
Crinkle cut.
Well done crinkle cut.
Yeah.
I've had this lately from a restaurant by the crib.
Yep.
I think get them well done crinkle cut fried is the one I would go with.
Just write this down, Chris, if you don't mind, or put it in some document for the non-playing football season.
Keep it in the notebook.
I got to power rank the fries.
Power rank fries. Yep.
The types of fries. Because I think I just named 8. We're 2 fries short of a potato.
Sweet
minion.
Potato fries.
Oh, wait, what was your answer?
I just gave you a potato. Jewish joke and everyone's talking over it. It's a potato minion.
Ah.
You get what I'm saying?
I do.
Okay.
Maybe he got it, but we didn't get it.
It's okay.
Sorry, what were you saying?
Sweet potato fries.
Sweet potato fries.
But that's not that's a style.
Yeah,
that's,
but if you're going to do
that's
top
a flavor,
10.
That's not a style.
So wait, did you stick with tots over on all that?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, what was my choice?
Yeah, you didn't answer.
Oh, a well-done, just straight-up regular fry.
Straight up regular fry, right.
Straight up.
Absolutely.
Paul Abdul.
Absolutely. That segment was for our friends in Idaho.
We love a potato.
They grow
running
potato
a small there. Business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money, but the right one helps your business grow. The challenge here is finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply. Cam Scataboo of your New York Football Giants. Ooh. When we come back.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. We'll take more of your phone calls in a second. He's one of our favorites back here on the program, courtesy of State Farm from the New York Football Giants. Cam Scataboo is here. How you doing, Cam?
Doing good. How are you?
You got it. Look at you in that red shirt. I see that logo. Did I say out loud, like a good neighbor, and then he appeared?
That was so weird.
Is that how that worked?
Yeah.
Look at that. So what are you doing with State Farm, Cam? You got a commercial?
Yeah, you know, yeah. I shot a campaign with them, a couple of different things I did, some social media stuff, nice big commercial that you guys are going to see coming up.
Okay.
But, you know, being with State Farm, you know, being able to personalize what you need,
mm-hmm.
And using me as a asset to show that I can be myself. And, you know, there's somebody that can stand behind me and personalize something for me. So they have the personal price plan coverage that allows you to be you. And works, it understands our customers and, okay. and it delivers and it makes sure that, you know, you have what you need. So that's something that I've, you know, I'm all about. I love being myself. I love doing what I do. and having someone to back it up is awesome.
Okay, I was just wondering if you were, you know, insuring yourself just in case you tried that Fanatics Fest flip one more time, Cam.
that could be a thing. You know, just making sure I have all my coverages put out there.
Dude, man, let me just say this to you, because you know I root for you, right? I've told you this to your face. I've told this to you through this Zoom. I saw that. I'm like, what the hell is he doing? Is that the general reaction you got to that moment?
Cam? That's what New York does. They blow everything up. You know, I was able to, you know, come out of that alive and back on the football field. So
yeah,
that's all that really matters. You know, I did that. You know, I never actually been on a WWE stage, and they make those stages real bouncy. So when I took off, I knew I was a little too high. I was over rotating a little too much, and I had a plan of how I was going to fall. So I felt how I needed to fall to be comfortable and, you know, be able to be healthy. And we're here now. So.
I know that. I get it. And I, you know, and then we'll get to the football in a second. But what will you share with us, Cam Scataboo, the conversation John Harbaugh had with you after that moment, Cam?
Yeah, I mean, actually, Harbaugh didn't really even talk to me. Joe Shane texted me and was like, let's lay low for a little bit, you know, just saying, just kind of reassuring me that, hey, the season's coming up. We need you healthy. Make sure that you're in a good spot to be ready to play football. And he knows I'm not going to do anything to harm my body, and right. I'm only going to do things that's comfortable for me. So it was less of a, hey, you need to do this, and more of like a, hey, just look out for yourself and make sure that you're healthy.
Well, you get that, though, right? You
understand? Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I mean, and so Coach Harbaugh said nothing to you about this? Nothing
at all? He asked me about it. He asked me why, you know, I didn't land it. And, you know, I kind of told him the same thing I told you. So,
okay.
Right. You know, I'm going to slowly go away from the backflips because people don't like them. But they also love them. So I'm also going to mix them in the mix a little bit here and there, but just not as much as it was going on last year. I'll probably slow down a little bit on them just to make sure people keep their head leveled a little bit.
So Sunday Night Football week one, should you
backflip?
Okay. You got one of those. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
Okay, good. We'll just make a note of that. Listen, because the scoop, you get it too. You totally understand it, as you just pointed out. And I think John Harbaugh, is a master at this sort of thing, is to keep people ready and focused on the main thing while letting you be you. And that was you. Like, literally, when I saw that moment, I'm like, there he is, man. So he's feeling good. He's coming back. And then I was just, woof, thank goodness he is getting up and he's feeling good. You know, so you are you, and he's got to let you be you. And it does appear that you're ready to just still be the same guy going into year two. Correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Me and Harbs, you know, we have talks every day. We're on the same page. We're, you know, we have a really strong connection, and we've built that over the last couple months. And I'm excited to play football for him. I can't wait to, you know, build something with him and, you know, be a big piece in it. So he's somebody that really cares about this game and really wants you as a player to be the best you can possibly be. So I'm excited to, you know, continue to work with him and work for him and allow him to push me to be a better human and a better football player every day.
Yeah. How can you give me an example how it has been different from last year to this year? I understand, you know, you were, you know, going through an awful injury and coming back, but just in terms of the locker room and the sense of things with John Harbaugh coming in with that Hall of Fame resume, Cam.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, the Giants hired him. And I think from day one, we understood what he was bringing. And I don't think we understood what he was bringing, but we understood what he's about. And it took some getting used to. You know, we're practicing every minute we possibly can that the NFL allows us to. And we're using pads every minute that we're, you know, legally allowed to. So I think he does a really good job of pushing us and what he brought, you know, to this team of, you know, demanding what he wants and how he knows how to win. He knows how to win football games. So him demanding that from us and, you know, we really have bought in. The team has bought in as a whole to be able to make sure that we're in a good position to, you know, go out on the field and be successful.
What is putting you in pads the most to the max that allowable say to you and the rest of the team? Like what message does that send?
I mean, one, we're going to be a physical football team, but two, you know, he wants football to be played how football is played. And I think that when you put pads on and you allow guys to play football the way it's supposed to be played as much as possible, then when we get to the game, you're going to realize that the game is easy and that you've been doing this every single day or as much as you possibly can since the game. And last year we didn't do it as much. We weren't in pads as much. So I'm not going to say we weren't ready for the games, sure, but we obviously weren't as physical as we're going to be this year.
I'm just kind of picking up. It sounds like Harbaugh speaks fluent Scataboo.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, this is your language. It sounds like.
Absolutely.
Are we going to see what are we seeing out of you this year? What can I expect? Cam Scataboo.
Everything you've seen last year times 10. You're going to see the high energy me, scoring a lot of touchdowns, running for a lot of yards, and having fun while I'm doing it. Okay. You know, I love this game. I'm going to give it everything I have. You know, my injuries taught me a lot about who I am as a player and who I am as a person. So I'm excited to, you know, get back on that field and let it all show.
No. And what is your relationship with Jackson Dart like, Cam?
Yeah, he's like the evil stepbrother that never answers his phone and that doesn't – he obviously cares about you, cares about me a lot, but he loves football so much. There's nothing that's going to get in his way from film study or talking to coaches about something he could be doing on the field. And he's a player that inspires me every day to be better. You know, yesterday he was talking a little smack about how I don't work out as hard as he does. And, you know, if we were in a phone booth, who would win the fight? And I was, you know, we have those conversations all the time. So, you know, my little stepbrother that is really annoying, but, you know, he loves this game and, I appreciate everything he does for this football team. 'Cause, you know, I'm excited to see what he is able to do leading this team forward.
All right, I have some follow-up questions. Who would win that fight in the phone booth?
Exactly.
He would have no chance.
He'd have to put the red jersey on, right? He'd have to do that.
Nah, I mean, he wouldn't have to do that. I mean, Jackson's a dog. He's a guy that, you know, is very competitive. He's a strong individual. He works really hard for what he has. So, yeah. You know, that's why I appreciate him so much, because for what he does, I can see what he does and why it translates to the field. And but if we were in a phone booth, he'd have no shot. The reason he played quarterback.
Yeah, got you. Sure. Well, but I've seen you throw the ball. I've seen you throw it.
I could have played quarterback if I wasn't 5'9" and 7'8".
Don't forget the 7'8". I appreciate that. And I do assume there's got to be something in the playbook where you're throwing it. It's got to be.
I'm not too sure yet. Okay. I mean, we haven't talked about it, but you know, I've made it known to Harbs that I can do multiple things. So I'm excited to see what he can cook up for me.
And what do you mean that he doesn't answer his phone?
Taking a quick break to tell you how Saturday's game time can get a little messy. Your crew just came over to watch. Snacks on the table, drinks in hand, and somebody celebrating like they just won the whole season and beyond. And when that energy gets going, your walls can end up taking the hit. Whether it's a big spill or a noticeable scuff, that's where Behr Ultra Interior Paint comes in. It adds an extra durable, stain-blocking finish that helps your walls hold up for the whole season. It also delivers outstanding coverage and hide in fewer coats, with easy application and a smooth, even finish that goes on clean from the first pass. Plus, that easy, clean finish helps walls stay looking new longer. So before the next kickoff, give your space game-ready defense and coverage that goes the distance. Behr Ultra, only at the Home Depot.
The greats don't shy away from change. They attack it head-on with confidence, preparation, and a clear strategy. KPMG LLP and their transformation professionals work with organizations across industries using their advanced AI to help them move faster, work smarter, and adapt with purpose. Because in today's business environment, winning teams don't react to change, they shape it. Learn more at visit.kpmg.us/velocity.
He's just a bad, don't ever text Jackson Dart. He's just a bad texter, phone call person.
We know somebody like that in our studio.
my tag team partner.
Pardon?
Much like Jack.
You're looking at the guy who never answers his phone or doesn't answer many texts, Cam. That's TJ Jefferson.
No.
But he's also a Cowboy fan. So I don't know what you have in store for him on Sunday Night Football.
That makes sense. I wouldn't look at my phone either.
You know, Cam and I met at Fanatics Fest not this past year, but the year before. We chopped it up a little bit.
Okay. Well, that's why you needed to be there, to tell him not to do those flips, man.
Well, I had
also
him
tell
my
him about what the wrestling, you know, world has in store.
That's true. Cam's a wrestling fan. O'Shea Jackson Jr. and I, we have a podcast called No Contest Wrestling.
Okay, there you go.
Love to maybe have you come on one day and chop it up.
There we go.
See you out there.
Yeah, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. There you go. Right. I appreciate that. All right, so what can Giants fans expect from this team? New coach, different, clearly, world from the Giants. And a lot of people think this is your sleeper team. You're going to come and sneak up on some people, Cam.
I mean, I wouldn't say there's a sleeper team. We're a different team than we were last year. So you can kind of wipe that out of the books. Okay. I think you're going to see some winning football from the New York Giants. That's kind of the plan. We're not looking backwards anymore. We're looking forwards and we're continuing to build on this football war machine is what Coach Harbaugh calls it. And, you know, something that we have embraced and we're going to go out and battle every single day, every single practice, every single game to win as many games as possible.
Okay. And your goals, what do you got?
I've said a couple of different things, but I don't really like setting goals, but I like to set goals that are kind of like people think are unreachable for me. So my goals are my goals. I don't really have specific ones, but, you know, you say the highest number, I'm going to jump forward and try my best.
Okay, man. Listen, I heard what you said before. I'm from Staten Island, New York, Cam. So I know the area. And I know, again, the flip thing that I was having a little bit of fun with at the beginning led to you saying something about the media and making things bigger and things like that. And I'm sure your life was not the most fun in the 48 hours after that. But the way you play...
My life's always fun.
Dude, I get it.
The media never changes it.
Okay, good to know that. So let me put it in a more artful way.
I am who I am, and the media will never change or derail who I am.
Understood, but I don't think the media in New York wants that, to be honest with you. I'm not speaking for everybody. I do speak for New York sports fans. Like, the way you play, the way you have your attitude, the way you go about your business is exactly what a New York sports fan wants to see. You score, you have the ability, and I think you might sense it already, that your actions on the field can be directly plugged into the fans in the MetLife Stadium. And it you can personally charge them up. And not many athletes have that abilities or connection. So I just say to you, if, you know, two unsolicited cents, just go for it, man. And you obviously say you're going to do it. I do look forward to seeing what you do, Cam.
Really. Thank you.
You are most welcome. And you and Jake, right? Jake is going to be on the screen with you when I see these commercials, right?
Oh, yeah. Jake, he was awesome. You know, he was able to keep me comfortable in my shoes and allow me to be who I am on set.
And, okay, man.
You know, he had a very familiar face with the people that we were working with throughout that whole day. So he was able to kind of throw names at me when people were talking to me and you know, constantly, you know, be in my ear about just be yourself, be you.
Awesome.
And, you know, he made it really easy for me to, you know, kind of work that and be a part of this thing. So I appreciate him a lot.
Last one for you, Cam. Everything that you went through coming back from this injury, all the hard work and blood, sweat, and tears we didn't see, and we don't know. On Sunday Night Football, you're in the tunnel, helmets on, crowd's going wild, you're about to run out on the field. What's going to go through your mind, Cam?
A lot. I think the first thing is, you know, I'm obviously going to be nervous. Every game I'm nervous. Every game everybody's nervous, I'm sure. But, you know, when I get that ball in my hands, it's going to be a new me, new game, new season, new team, new coach. And it's something that I'm going to, you know, put my everything I got for every single play I'm out there for. So I'm super excited. I can't wait to be a part of it. And I can't wait to come out of that tunnel.
Cam Scadaboo, courtesy of State Farm and the New York Football Giants. Always great to catch up with you. I do look forward to the next time already.
Awesome. Thank you, Rich.
You bet. Right back at you. Cam Scadaboo right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Sir.
That's awesome.
All right. So let's take a break. Phone calls. Hour three, Mark Wahlberg in studio. Holy crap.
Wow.
That's all I have to say. What a Thursday show we have. And we're in the middle of it.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
44204 Rich, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show, all together as one big happy simulcast family. When you run a small business, you don't just do the job. You're also the hiring manager, the payroll department, the benefits team, usually all before lunch. Gusto takes a few of those right off your plate quickly and seamlessly because it's an online payroll and benefits software built for small businesses, all in one. Remote friendly, incredibly easy to use, so you can pay, hire, onboard, and support your team from anywhere. Unlimited payroll runs for one monthly price, no hidden fees, no surprises. Just save time with built-in automated tools, offer letters, onboarding docs, direct deposit, and more. It's quick and simple to switch to Gusto. Just transfer your existing data to get up and running fast. Plus, don't pay a cent until you run your first payroll. Try Gusto today at gusto.com/rich and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's 3 months for free payroll at gusto.com/rich. One more time, gusto.com/rich. Alan Dallas back on the program. Hey. Al, you believe in the G-men different? You're fired up? What do you think? What do you got?
Hi. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I am as fired up as I've been in a very, very long time. And I think it's apropos with after listening to Mr. Scadaboo that we finally do the Giants win-loss game.
Okay, Alan Dallas. Okay. You just want to finally get to it. All right. Let's do it. Al in Dallas, truly one of our longest and friends to have on this program. What happens opening night?
Opening night, that is going to be a win for the New York Football Giants.
Oh, baby. Yeah, baby.
I had to make sure.
Yeah, baby.
We're home. I'll give you, if I got to back it up, but we're home. We're home. Harbaugh's first game. I think that's a win.
Well, then you...
We've had enough.
Then you visit the Rams.
Oh, that's a loss.
Okay, 1-1 home for the Titans and Dable.
That's a win.
2-1 home for the Cardinals.
That's a win.
3-1 at the Commanders.
That's a loss.
That's 3-2 now home for the Saints.
That's a win.
That's 4-2 now at the Texans.
That's a loss.
4-3 now at the Eagles.
That's a loss.
That's 4-4 now home for the Commanders on a Thursday night, short week.
That's a win.
We're back. 5-4 home for the Jaguars.
That's a win.
6-4 at the Colts and Daniel Jones.
That's a loss.
6-5 home for the Niners.
That is a... Hold on 1 second. 6-5. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's a win.
Oh, my God. Whoa. You went all Sesame Street on me. What the hell happened there, man? I thought I lost you. Tell me how to get where you are. Jeez, man.
Exactly.
At the Seahawks now.
That's a loss.
Okay. You're now 7-1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7-6 home for the Browns.
That's a win.
8-6 at the Lions on a Monday night.
That's a loss.
8-7 at the Cowboys. Do it.
Don't do it.
Sweet. Do
it. Come on.
Alan Dallas, do it.
Boom.
That's a win.
Attaboy.
Yay.
I baited him.
He didn't mean it.
Now home for the Eagles to finish up.
That's a loss.
So you're 9-8.
Listen, and 9-8, and usually I come on, I call, I make these ridiculous predictions that they're going to be better than they are. Listen, 9-8, I am jumping for joy compared to where this team has been. 9-8 is a score.
Hey,
score
9-8, Alan Dallas. Hey, thanks for the win against the Rays yesterday. Really appreciate that, Al. Way to go.
Hey, listen.
Your metropolitan showing a pulse.
That team. Hey. I mean, you want to
Soto homer 10 runs against the Rays. We appreciate
that. I love the youth that's coming up for the New York Mets.
Hey, listen.
Now, just hopefully
again.
Hopefully,
Al. This wasn't meant for a referendum on how the Mets are going to do. That was my way of basically thanking you for the
pluck. It was a Met town.
It's a big win for those plucky Yankees to try and make a name for themselves in New York. Thank you. Really appreciate that.
Lucky, Alan Dallas.
Oh, you have no idea. At one point, as we're walking out last night, I'm saying to Cooper, I'm like, look at the tunnel right here. As we're walking out, I didn't see red anywhere. It was just pinstripes everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
That's what happens at Angels games.
Jimmy in San Antonio wants to say a few words on this day of all days. Jimmy in San Antonio.
Hey.
What's up, buddy?
Well, you obviously took my call while Susie's not there.
Wow.
Susie is getting ready for women's sports now.
I can tune in on 6 p.m. Eastern. Is that correct?
And 5 o'clock your time right there in the beautiful city of San Antonio. Yes, sir.
On Disney. I'm calling on an Android, so are we good?
No group chat.
John Monaco in the green room I wasn't going to bring this up, but now that you have, it's the fourth straight day we're talking about Monaco's phone.
Group chat.
By the way, that should be the name
Monaco.
Of my team in the fantasy league is Monaco's phone, and it's just a green dot. It's my avatar.
Wow.
It's green. Done. Thank you for helping me name my team. Appreciate it.
Oh, good Lord.
What's on your mind, Jimmy?
I was going to congratulate Susie on number one's bat mitzvah, but you ruined that. So
gracious.
Let me go down the run. Oh, no, it's TJ. Got to talk to TJ. And it involves your Clippers, my man.
Mm, okay. Talk to me, man.
Look, dude, it's over. Just come to the Spurs. Welcome to the family. And the Spurs have been exonerated from any Kawhi and Uncle Dennis tomfoolery. This is all on the Clippers and Toronto and the NBA. Just come to the Spurs. We've already removed pennants, you know, in the past, and we can put the Spurs pennant up there. And your avatar, it'll look great.
Jimmy, I'm jumping in here because I have heard a rumor walking around these halls for the past 45 minutes to an hour that you, TJ, are thinking of signing some paperwork around here.
Who told you that?
Word on the street.
That's why no one here can trust.
Word on the street.
That's why I don't trust none of these people.
Jimmy, I'm hearing that in the next 24 hours, there might be some paperwork signed where you are out, finally.
I know TJ isn't down with the big tuna nickname, but what about the big tamale?
Now we're talking, Jimmy.
The big tamale.
Come on.
Here's what needs to happen, though. Jimmy, for this to really happen, for TJ to leave the Clippers for the Spurs...
What more needs to happen for the Clippers for him to bail on this? Billy Crystal's out.
No, Mitch Johnson's got to call an offer from a pair of shoes. Because that's what happened
that's
with
point.
Dan Lanning. Thanks for the call, Jimmy.
All right, bye.
We're at the end of the hour. Sorry. And Sue's will no doubt lament that she missed your call. And Mark Wahlberg in the green room. That's going to end very shortly. That's going to end very, very shortly. He is here. And it's going to be awesome and glorious in hour three. Don't you dare move.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to the Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
With summer coming to an end, you're going to be spending more time indoors. Get your home ready and save up to 50% off custom window treatments during the Labor Day Mega Sale at Blinds.com. From room darkening to light filtering shades, finding the perfect fit is easy. Get free samples, expert design help, and professional measure and install services. Or DIY with confidence and support every step of the way. Shop up to 50% off site-wide plus huge savings on doorbusters right now during the Labor Day Mega Sale at Blinds.com.